we're gonna start up here, guys. We're gonna call the meeting to order.
Thank you.
I don't believe we have a quorum yet, so we're just gonna dive right into bills and.
Which bill we gonna have first, Mr. Chairman?
Representative Gunther, you have House File 3242.
Okay, Meredith.
Would you like to move your bill?
I would love to move House File 3242 to pass and be sent to capital investment.
Okay, Representative Gunther moves his bill.
And do we have an amendment for that?
No.
I don't think so, do we? No, this is the other one. You gotta find my good notes here. Just like somebody just said, staff's wonderful. If I can find out what you gave. Oh, here it is. House File 3242 will direct bonding to the Greater Minnesota Business Development Public Infrastructure Grant Program. The program helps stimulate new economic development and creates new jobs and retains existing jobs through investments in public infrastructure. And before I go on to explain it anymore, I have an expert here. And Meredith Udoybach does a lot of things for Deed and carries a big stick, so I think she is one of the more knowledgeable people you can have for a testifier. So with that, would you describe what BDPI does and why people want to use it in their district?
Yes, please state your name for the record.
My name is Meredith Udoybach, and I'm the director of the Office of Community Finance at the Department of Employment and Economic Development. I'd be happy to tell you about the BDPI program.
Can I just stop you for a second?
Yes.
We do have a quorum now. So I'm going to call on Representative Miller because I think Representative Sundin is being worn out. But would you move the minutes?
I'll absolutely move the minutes, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. Continue, please.
The BDPI program was created in 2002, and as Representative Gunther said, the purpose of the program, it's for Greater Minnesota cities and counties only, and it's to assist with infrastructure costs that are necessary to enhance jobs and tax base and create and retain jobs in Greater Minnesota. The grant funds can provide up to 50% grant for the cost of public infrastructures that would facilitate either expansion or development of a job. For a company that's going to create jobs. Eligible projects include businesses that are either in manufacturing or technology. Retail type businesses are excluded from this program because the purpose is to create good paying jobs in Greater Minnesota. So far since the program has been around, we've had over 190 projects that have received funding through the program totaling over $55 million. And of those projects, we've leveraged about $175 million from either the cities, the businesses, or other organizations that have been associated with these projects. And of those completed projects, we have close to 18,000 new jobs that have been created and close to 8,000 jobs that have been retained. It is a very popular program. We are constantly looking at applications that are coming in on kind of a pipeline format into the department. With some of the applications that we have in right now, we have about $4 million available right now, and we're anticipating that by the time session ends, we probably will have all of that money out the door. We can tell that spring is coming and the construction season is looming because we're having a lot more applications that are coming in for those dollars. It is one of the programs that I think Greater Minnesota taps quite often. It is a very powerful tool for them. The creation of some of those jobs and good paying jobs in those communities and us being able to assist with the infrastructure really has proven to help facilitate some of those job creation and retention projects that are happening as a result of this program.
Thank you. Representative Gunther, do you have anything to add?
Mr. Chairman, I think this is a very necessary and needed program for Greater Minnesota. I think we have many like programs they use in the metro area also. And I think with that, I would like to have this bill passed and sent to capital investment.
Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to testify for or against this bill? Any questions from members? Representative Sundin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and to the author, testifier, I guess testifier might know this. In some of the information I've been provided here, it says that so much money has been allocated to cities for sewer expansions, office parks, that type of thing, to promote economic development. How about water treatment facilities, sewer expansions to sanitary districts rather than just municipalities? It's not spelled out for me quite right.
I think we have the PFA, Public Facilities Administration, and they do a great job. They have done projects in the sanitary sewage district in northern Minnesota through Duluth, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've toured that facility, and they've mentioned how important the Public Facilities Administration is to them. So they are the primary ones that fix the problems up there. They're a little more difficult because you have more rock and we have more soil. It's easier to dig through dirt than rock.
The reason I ask is that I've got two bills up that address sanitary districts, one of them, and one that's not connected to municipalities, and I was just wondering if they'd be eligible for this money as well. So
PFA is the place you want to go.
Would the author accept a oral amendment to increase the allocation to $20 million? Oh, can't talk about that. Sorry.
Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, Representative Gunther.
Back to bite you.
Representative Gunther, would you like to renew your motion then to refer this to capital investment?
I would like to renew my motion to refer.
Representative Gunther renews his motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Representative Gunther, you have another bill. Would you like to move House File 3081?
I would like to do that, Mr. Chairman. This one has no money, so it would go to the floor, I believe.
Okay, Representative Gunther, would you like to move the amendment or wait for testimony?
I would like to move the amendment first. That's what you want to do. Yeah.
Would you like to speak to your amendment?
I have a testifier here that very much would like to speak to the amendment.
Okay, please state your name for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Randy Johnson. I'm the Executive Director of the Workforce Development Board in Southeast Minnesota.
They do wonderful work there. I know that for a fact.
Mr. Chair, I'll just describe what I know of this and how this works. I am Director of one of the Workforce Boards in Southeast Minnesota, one of 16 in the state of Minnesota. And our charge is to align resources around effective strategies for workforce development. And in doing so, we mix and match state and federal funds and other resources at the local area. We come into being through empowerment from federal legislation. And the previous federal legislation was known as the Workforce Investment Act. And now we have just gotten a new set of federal legislation. It's called the Workforce Innovations and Opportunities Act. And in there, there was some language change about the composition of the boards and how they refer to those boards and those areas. So the amendment you have in front of you here is technical in one sense, and that the new legislation federally talks about us as workforce development areas rather than service areas, and so that is a strikeout and replace. The other is that we were known in Minnesota here as workforce councils or at times workforce investment boards, and now we're known as workforce development boards. So there's a language replacement around that. We're trying to mirror the language in state and federal so that we can make sure that we're speaking the same thing since we're using those same sources of funds. The other one is the composition of the boards. And there was just some slight change in the language that came forward in this from the federal, and we again mirrored that. I just remind you that our boards are made up, 51% of them must be from private industry. Their officers must be from private industry. So you start with a required list of public entities that must be there, such as K-12 schools and higher ed, job service, etc. And then calculate how many private sectors that you need there. And so that same language is repeated in this bill as well. Only other additional thing that was placed in here, we did put something, let's see, do we have a line? 4.8 and 4.9 on the back sheet here talks about us wanting to be consulted with the department, that is DEED, prior to the award of some of the competitive workforce development grants. We're just trying to make sure that as competitive grants go forward, that there's no duplication of efforts at the local level, and that was something that we wanted to insert. Other than that, Mr. Chair and Representative Gunther, that's my explanation.
That's a very good explanation. The amendment is just putting things in a way that we can work with them better with DEED, and it's kind of a technical amendment, technical bill, and I think they need to have this in order to function appropriately.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? If not, we'll move to adopt the amendment. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. To the bill, Representative Gunther.
Mr. Chairman, we pretty much described the bill already. I think, like I say, this is necessary to make everything function appropriately, and I would recommend that we pass this and send it to the floor.
Okay, is there any testimony from the audience? Questions from members? Seeing none, all in favor of passing this and sending it to the floor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
And I guess that's it for us today. So
we're adjourned.
We're adjourned.